Happy birthday to Enigma Self. Boy, I'm a year older, and we in here. I ain't even gonna play around with y'all. Let's get started. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Stop playing with y'all. This is the Enigma Step Hour. This is your boy Enigma September. Welcome to the show. Hey, it's my birthday weekend. Your boy celebrated his 38th birthday last night. All of yesterday, actually. But shout out to any and everybody showing your boy love on the internet. I appreciate it. It is appreciated. And if you want to continue to show me love, do that until the 30th. Shout out to Young Jeezy, his birthday today. Yesterday, Lil Wayne, we're going to go and talk about him a little later. Also, T.I. had a birthday. What was that, Tuesday? Do your math, boy. September Libras are the best. Been trying to tell y'all that for a while now. Listen to my old podcast back in the day. Screw Joe Button. Yeah, I came back. Came back in the game, player. I did that, whatever. I'm here. Anyway, September Libras are the best. We out here. T-Pain got his on Sunday. This is how we do it. Anyway, got my man, Freaky Neek, Beat in the building. I told y'all I started doing that. He's not in the building. But he definitely will be on the podcast at 30-minute mark. We all stay tuned for that. This is the Enigma Step Hour, powered by Freedom Train Radio. Yo, Pat, what up? Salute. We out here. This is Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby? What's good?
Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Yeah. I'm playing that. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Playing that Candy Crush. Yeah.
I'm playing Candy Crush, Candy Crush. Yeah, I'm playing Candy Crush. Bubble gum and double dutch. Candy Crush, she likes to twerk. Candy Crush, Candy Crush. And she's smart, she does her work. All you other niggas love, cause she
check it out.
Her mouth.
And I'm honest too, well, pardon you. Hold your door, then I slide on through. Grab the Fiji, no thirst, unless we flirting, that's cold chip. Talk smooth like fine wine. Stay connected, we coherent. That's a logical pattern of events. Make up touch just to make events. Make you mine, never made more sense. In the back of the party, a black activist with a blunt roll. Well, Pac taught me. Pac dead, then who shot me? Cupid did shot my crush nip. Eye candy, that's fine and dandy. Show no love, but the juice is sip. Besides you got, what are you to feel? Failure, that's trial and error. Learn once, then do better. Can't spend life trying to find forever. Common sense made common sense, but to me, common never made sense. My Candy Crush, Candy Crush. They say it's done to be younger, love. But they not us, we don't give a hoe.
Candy Crush, Candy Crush. Yeah, I'm playing Candy Crush. Bubble gum and double dutch. Candy Crush, she likes to twerk. Candy Crush, Candy Crush. And she's smart, she does homework. All you other niggas sour, cause she puts me in her mouth. Candy Crush, Candy Crush. Yeah, I'm playing Candy Crush. Bubble gum and double dutch. Candy Crush, she likes to twerk. Candy Crush, Candy Crush. And she's smart, she does homework. All you other niggas sour, cause she puts me in her mouth.
Candy Crush, my Candy Crush. Now I know I wouldn't be with you. Candy Crush or Candy Flu? Oh my god, I'm sick of you. Impulsive, that's what fire do. Sagittarius, it's you. Back against the wall, but I'm afraid I never fall. Let me lay you down to the final round where the guard is tall and the fruits abound. Never shy by the end with you, cause you so sharp you cut me in two. Love to dime, but the blood is drawn when the angels come and the devil's spine is like good and evil. Beast the regal, rock and roll, no need for Beatles. Played Milan a little while ago, 2 years max, I got more to go. So check the rhyme, then check my soul. Black on black, straight from the gold. There's wisdom inside me, baby. 22, I'm coaching, baby. So pack your bags, go drive me crazy. The sweetest things go sour, baby. Candy Crush, Candy Crush, will you be my Candy Crush? Crush my heart and hope to die. Tell the truth, I crush my fingers. There's no crush, that's worth my life. Well, maybe my future wife. And if that's so, she's saccharine. The sweetest game I'm trapped to bend. Candy Crush, Candy Crush, yeah, I'm playing Candy Crush. Bubble gum and double dutch. Candy Crush, she likes to twerk. Candy Crush, Candy Crush, and she's smart, she does homework. All you other niggas sour, cause she puts me in her mouth. Candy Crush, Candy Crush, yeah, I'm playing Candy Crush. Bubble gum and double dutch. Candy Crush, she likes to twerk. Candy Crush.
I love them Skittles. Ooh, them Twizzlers.
Twizzler, baby. Twizzler. That was Candy Crush, my man Rob Otis. Produced by my man Merc of Vintage Tux. Yeah. So y'all holler at Rob Otis. I don't know his Twitter handle. You need to be on the show so he can provide that for y'all. But yeah, that was Candy Crush, man. So if you're if you're feeling that, let me know. I'll play it again, give you the info. My man Rob Otis of Cap 6. That was that. Woo! YouTube Live. Got the grays popping in the beard, boy. Keep waking up. Keep waking up. And guess what? You'll have grays too. At least I don't look like David Banner. He's just old. Like, all this white. He's just white. I'm probably going to get there. I'm just a few years younger than him. So, no strokes here. Ha ha, what's up, got jokes. Anyway, man, y'all know what time it is. It's time to get into the Billboard Top 10. Yay! I don't have any sound effects that sounds like a crowd yelling. Who cares, right? Looking crazy. The YouTube, y'all see my eyes? Yeah. Okay, Top 10. Hot rap album of the week. Number one, again, 2 weeks in a row, because he is considered one of the greatest rappers of all time. Even if you haven't liked a rap album from him since 2004 or 2004, if that's how you count your years. 1904? You did it then, didn't you? Okay. Number one, Eminem with Kamikaze, still holding up the top spot. Number two, is this correct? What? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was reading something else. Number two, Drake with Scorpion. Number three, Travis Scott with Astroworld. Shouts out to the H-Town, Houston, Slow Roll, North Side, South Side, Astroworld Side. Number four, Post Malone, Plant, Beer Bones and Bentley. Number five, Nicki Minaj with Queen. Yo, can Nicki really, like, sing, though? Can she, like, those who know why I'm asking this question. Can she can blow? Not blow like that, even though I'm pretty sure Safari will say that she can, but can she really, she can hold a note? Nicki? Girl? I see. Speaking of people who can't hold a note, number six, Juice WRLD with Goodbye and Good Riddance. Number seven, R.I.P. Mac Miller with Swimming. Number eight, R.I.P. Triple X Tatashion with Question Mark. Number nine, Young Boy NBA. R.I.P. Let me stop. I don't wish that on nobody. I ain't even gonna make that joke. For Respect, For Freedom, For Loyalty. Number 10, Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. There's a top 10, little mix up. As you know, Young Boy NBA in there. You know what I'm saying? Eminem kind of, you know, this ain't what we were saying a month ago. thankfully. Got some new entries. So we got that. And then we're going to go to the hot rap songs of the week. Hey, your boy Turnt, my birthday week, man. Y'all chill out. We Turnt. And I got an Outkast shirt. Why? I had an Outkast shirt because this week they dropped Think On You. No, to add back. This week they dropped Love Below Speaker Box. And this week they dropped Aquemini, the greatest Outkast album of all time. I told y'all that last week. I'm rocking Outkast. Cast, my favorite rap group of all time. If you don't know me, you don't know that I like Outkast, then yeah, you need this. Don't even just click off on this podcast because you don't know nothing about Nick Mustelt if you don't know that I love Outkast. Okay, let's be composed and let's get back into the shenanigans. The top, actually, I'm getting away from the shenanigans. If I'm going to be correct. Top rap songs of the week. Number one, God, would you please remove this song for number one? This is my birthday wish. And next week, number one is not Drake in my feelings. Can we collectively just retire the song? Please, I'm tired. Tired, boss. Tired of Drake being number one in my feelings. Oh, Enigma, you hating, so? Tired. Number two, a new number two. Good God. God Almighty. Rap God, if you will. Eminem with Killshot.
Ping, ping, ping. Ba, 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 ping. MGK, what? Ping, ping.
Beer's weird. Beer's weird. Number two, Eminem with Killshot. Number three, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. Number four, Post Malone, Plant. With Better Now. Number five, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and Dal Balvin with I Like It. Number six, Kanye West and Lil Pump with I Love It. Actually, ooh, correction. I think last week I called the Kanye song I Like It. Yeah, you guys didn't catch that. Should have told me. At me, bro. Let me know if I'm screwing up, okay? Okay. So anyway, number six, Kanye West, Lil Pump. I love it. Dumbass video. Dale Givens, looking like she can get it, though. She's probably about 50. Who cares? Number seven, Tekashi 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beast with Fifi. Number eight. Ooh, speaking of Fifi, low-key, my unofficial first girlfriend name was Fifi. Judge me later. At me, bro. What's good? Number eight, Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. Number nine, Tiger, feature Offset with Taste. And number 10, Rap God himself, Eminem featuring Jonah Lucas with Lucky You. Again, if you know me, you know one of my favorite rappers is Eminem. Outkast and Eminem. Eminem and Eminem. Get all that mixed together. And you got, I don't know, Intricate. Unfortunately, I'm not playing Intricate today. Talk about the Intricate, the other E. That's my man, so Duval. Anyway, we're finna play Noah, Grand, Nani, live on the Enigma Self Hour. My man, Freaky Neek, gonna be in 30-minute mark. Stay tuned. We out here. This is how we do it. Yeah, you got time, baby. Are you entertained? Take it back to 05, I mean 08 on your ass. Like that. Bam, Noah, Graham, Nani. Boom, here we go.
So now I got a pilot, please. It's a I'm tryna dive in that Nani. Run a base and I slide in that Nani. I need a friend, can I talk to the Nani? Walk in, get lost in the Nani. You need a nigga, won't lie to the Nani. Pussy pie when you charge in the Nani. Woof woof like a dog in that Nani. Whole meal, eat all of that Nani. Y'all niggas Nani. How you not thank God for the Nani? Owe it all, I'm a slave to the Nani. Cause all great things made in the Nani. Make a nigga go crazy for the Nani. Cause it ain't just Nani. One in your hand worth two in the bushes. Shawty know I got the pipe like Luigi. Tiger print on the thigh like Tuskegee. You know I could get you wet, girl, it's cream team. Talk game nice, but the sex mean. Girl, that poom for my bins, that's a bad team. Just at the tents, I'ma slide through. Slide through by two, what your mind do? Well, look at the time. It's 125. Catch the M for some P. What a time to be alive. All I'm thinking about is thighs. She was blowing up my line. Talking about how she gon' ride. And she good, so I'm surprised. Shorty thick, so you know I got cushion. Text her back, I'm at the door like the postman. Door unlocked, she walk out, panties and bra, looking like goddamn. Vicky V with a ponytail. Damn, girl, I need an autograph. Grab my hand, I walk in, house so big, it's smelling like a flower bath. Dig hard like a skate park. Tombstones in the graveyard. Shorty looking like the plate warm. About to eat the lingerie, y'all. Kiss on the lips, grab on the hips, hands slide down to the cake. She know I came, she know I never be late. She asking me what I need, cup of water, then I be straight. She know I don't waste no time, cause I'm tryna dive in that pum pum. Run the bass and I slide in that pum pum. I need a friend, can I talk to the pum pum? Walk in, get lost in the pum pum. You need a nigga, won't lie to the pum pum. Put some power when you charge in the pum pum. Woof woof, like a dog in that pum pum. Hold me on, eat all of that pum pum. Y'all niggas pum pum. How you not thank God for the poom poom? Oh, it all, I'm a slave to the poom poom. All great things made in the poom poom. Make a nigga go crazy for the poom poom. Cause it ain't just poom poom. Why you running, got me chasing the 90? Slide in, I'm skating the 90. Four play a game with the 90. Cat naps, I'm a lay in the 90. She just want one thing for the 90. Still niggas going change for the 90. But I'm the same nigga, ain't much different. Dick grew like a few more inches. Nuts hang like the ring on my necklace. Talk game, but you know I love action. DSL with the L's like Andy. Jolie, no teeth, no handy. It's going down head first, crash landing. I eat, leave a mess, no madness. No plate, no crumbs, no napkin. Missionary, let me show you my tactics. Beat it up, that's dead, that's casket. I slid, she came, no address. I'm tryna dive in that pum pum. Run the bass and I slide in that pum pum. I need a friend, can I talk to the pum pum? Walk in, get lost in the pum pum. Need a nigga, won't lie to the pum pum. Put some power when you charge in the pum pum. Oh.
Get live in the pum pum. Make myself in the pum pum. She gonna do what, pum pum? She gonna dump it in the poom poom. Cup up in the poom poom. Rasta man. I ain't no Rasta at all. I ain't never in my life in Jamaica. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You are listening to your boy, the voice of Enigma September. I may not be here, but you do hear my voice. This is the podcast in which you are elected to listen to for the next, we got 22 minutes. I can't count. 32 minutes. I still can't count. Wait a minute. Yeah. I can't count. I get it all mixed up. You got an hour. That's not 22. Is that 22? That's not 22. Because I clearly got 30 more minutes. I can't count. 41 minutes. You got 41 minutes left. Wow. Because 30 minutes is going to be dedicated to my man, Freaky Neat. My man made beats. He produced all kind of tracks. And apparently, at least from what I know, according to the picture that I posted, my man can play the guitar, which makes me very, very jealous. Not in a bad way, but I appreciate guitar players because I love the guitar. If I could play one instrument, it would be the guitar, the electric guitar, maybe even the bass guitar, if I could. But I can't. So I decided to rap. That didn't work out. So I started to do a podcast, and we're just going to see where this goes. I'm gonna keep it rolling. All because I couldn't play a guitar. You have to listen to me rant and ramble. Poor people. Sad. No Donald Trump. Anyway, let's get into Hot Takes of the Week. That sounds more like Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, last week I reported that Lil Wayne was supposed to drop the Carter Five. Didn't happen. Psych. Ooh. Ooh, this man. He didn't drop the album. But then apparently, on his birthday, which is my birthday first, because I'm 2 years older than Lil Wayne, so it's my birthday. Fuck Meatloaf. Regardless, he said he was going to drop the album on his birthday. And he didn't. Lil Wayne lied. He won't smoke. Call me Mr. Chimley. He lied. He lied to all of y'all. He didn't drop it on his birthday. He dropped it on Young Jeezy's birthday, midnight, which was the 28th, not the 27th. Holier than the Sabbath. Anyway. So anyway, he dropped the Carter 5. That shit was trash, son. Hot garbage. I'm joking. Only listened to the album once. Just once. So my opinion in regards to the project, maybe a little biased, either one way or the other. Have I ever been a really huge Big Wayne fan? Not really. I missed the whole Dedication wave. But I did enjoy Carter 2. That's probably my favorite Lil Wayne album, period. But on the flip side, that is my Libra bro, my 2020 twin. So therefore, and represent the South. So, you know, I have my biases in regards to Young Weezy, Lil Weezy, which has always been weird to me because my dad called my mom Weezy because my mom's middle name is Louise. And so for a man to be called Weezy when my mom was named Weezy and the wife of George Jefferson's name was Weezy, I was kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But hey, what can you do? 2008, Lil Tunchi. Regardless, this is the project. And before I even got into it, I was kind of afraid of because of the track listing, and there were so many songs. I'm like, this may get played out after a while. So I was kind of afraid like that might happen. And so what we're going to do is, so what happened, well, I listened to the project, and it came off very strong. Started off strong, pretty strong. But then after a while, yeah, what happened, what I thought was going to happen, and it kind of fizzled after a while. Now, it stayed pretty strong throughout. If you're a Weezy fan, you're going to be good. You're going to be like, yo, this dope album. He ripped it. I mean, it really wasn't any super weak songs. It wasn't those songs that was just like, what the hell is this? It's definitely not a revival, all right? He didn't pull that stunt. So congratulations to Wayne for that. But I do think at, 23 tracks? Yeah, it got to the point where, not necessarily redundant, but yeah, some tracks just seem like filler. And in this day and age, no one's looking for filler tracks. That was cool in 2002. 2002, when everybody was trying to stuff as many songs as possible so people won't feel that he was spending way too much money on buying a CD. Yeah, putting out a track of 20, 24, 25 songs made sense so people wouldn't feel like they were wasting their money. But in this day and age where people are not buying CDs per se, or not, you know, in bulk, they're pretty much streaming. They just want to kind of like listen to your project real quick. Yeah, trying to put out an album and a half of songs really doesn't matter. Really doesn't count. Really is not going to do you any good. So, yeah, for 23 tracks, which is almost as many songs that Drake put in his double album, I do think was a bit excessive. Granted, it's been years. Well, it's been like 4 years. He was supposed to, you know, put this album out. Birdman. But regardless, I think he did a good job. It's a decent album. It's not a classic. No ma'am, no sir. I'm sorry. Lil Wayne did not put out a classic album. And I can say that because mainly some of the songs sounded like more so his contemporaries. Yeah, Travis Scott on there. He had Ashanti and Nivea on there. What the hell? Where did that come from? And yeah, matter of fact, I think that was the worst track. Man, can we sign a petition? I know it's been about 4 years since Lil Wayne dropped the project. We were waiting forever for the Carter 5 to drop. Bruh, can we please have Mac Main stop rapping? Okay? Mac Main is like the Memphis Bleak of Cash Money. Like, stop. Don't do it, bro. Start a podcast or something on, I don't know, Spotify. Don't rap anymore, Matt Maine. That was the weakest track on there with Ashanti harmonizing without... Ashanti can't harmonize without Ja Rule. That's dumb. It don't match. It don't make sense. You got Ashanti, you got Matt Maine. That album was... That song was trash. Get out of here. Boo. Boo that man. Anyway. No, it was especially the first 5 or 6 songs were really, really dope. Wayne came with a lot of energy. He had a track with Triple X Tatashion. Excuse me. That joint was dope. I'm not gonna trash the album. I'm not gonna trash it completely. It was a dope album. But that was that. I always do this. Why do I do this? I get to the point where I want to get into my bag. And I can't get to my bag because I've wasted too much time. So, yeah, I told some of my people I was going to get into this. Actually, it may work because, yeah, I'm going to keep it short and sweet because at the 11 o'clock hour, I got my man Freaky Neek. He's going to be on the podcast. So y'all hold tight for that. Got a good 3 minutes before I get him on. But I got to get in my bag about the Bill Cosby situation, right? So my man Bill, not to be confused with Bill, not a science guy, got his just due, as some would say. We're getting a 3 to 10 for digitally penetrating someone after giving them some medicine or whatever the case might be. Well, that was the case. He gave her some medicine. She felt drowsy, and he decided to put his fingers in places that you shouldn't put your fingers if you don't have permission to do. And now he's going to prison. Right? And because of that, everyone and their mama and their mama's mamas got an opinion in regards to if he should go to jail, if the women lied, if he really touched a woman because she looked like a man, y'all didn't kill that meme. And other people like, oh, well, he did it, and he probably did it more than once, and he deserves more time. He should rot in prison and all this other crap. Just people going back and forth. And my opinion in regards to the Bill Cosby situation is everybody needs to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just shut the fuck up, please. All right? And I say that with so much love. I really say that with much love on both ends. I get it. Bill Cosby is an icon, entertainment icon. He's done a lot for black folks in Hollywood, more so than just a TV show. So get your facts straight. But on the flip side, from what we know, or what we appear to know, he was a monster, is a monster. And somewhere in Pennsylvania, they decided to throw him in jail because of his acts. Regardless, if you think that going on Twitter or Facebook or any social media is going to express, are you going to convince anybody that they should think the way you think about the situation, you are sadly mistaken. Not going to happen, player. Yes. I know you feel strong. The Me Too movement is important, and women do need to be heard in regards to sexual abuse. I have a daughter, and I'd be damned if I find out anybody messing around with her. So I get that. And don't even come with me about, oh, you didn't know that until you had a daughter. I got a mama. I got a sister. This ain't something new, okay? But in regards to the intricacies about not only his deeds, rather if we know what he did or not, his evil deeds are his good deeds. It would take a book, a seminar, a class to really break down and tear down this whole situation. And I don't believe a Facebook status, couple of Facebook statuses, you arguing with people in your timeline, arguing people on your Twitter page or Instagram or whatever it might be, posting a meme, ain't gonna do shit to explain to anybody how you view this situation. And anybody on any side, all of y'all looking dumb as hell. So just stop it. Shut the hell up. Okay? Just shut up about it. Just post, look, he got 3 to 10 for digitally penetrating a woman who didn't have consent. Now he's in prison, state prison in Pennsylvania. That's it. That's what it is. I ain't saying shut up in regards to he doesn't deserve to be berated. But if you berate him and don't express the good deeds or deeds he did that help people, on the flip side, you try to big up his good side but then want to ignore the fact that he did something evil, on either way, you look stupid as shit. So shut up. Just stop it. For real. All of y'all. Because you sound stupid. You look stupid. Stop with the memes. Stop with the, oh, the white man did. Oh, Bill Cosby dessert. Shut the hell up. All of y'all sound dumb. At least to me. That's my take. All right? So, ain't gonna go into it. Because again, if I'm telling y'all to shut the hell up, I'm gonna shut the hell up. I'm done. It's a wrap. Won't hear me talk about Bill Cosby no more. Unless he die. Then it'll be RIP and then we'll keep it moving. Regardless, now we on to good shit, positive shit, good vibes. Getting that out of the way, had to get off my chest. Boom, boom, boom. Now I'm ready. Without further ado, I told y'all, you know what I'm saying, had somebody come in and wait. I said 30 minutes. I went over a little bit. It's all good. Who cares? It's my show. This is Nick Myself Hour, powered by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Pat. Shouts out to Joe. Without further ado, I got my man, Freaky Nicky, in the building. What's up, Playboy?
Yo, 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 what's happening? Appreciate you having me on, bro.
No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man Joe, he put me on or whatever. And I'm just glad to have you on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Most up, man. I appreciate it. And congratulations to you and keep up the good work. Yes, sir.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I got to say, hold on, you got me on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't, like, take it off because it's kind of like it's reverbing back into the mic or whatever.
What about now?
All right, we good, we good, we good.
All right, what's up? Yeah. How you
doing? I got to say, even though I know we not, you know, don't know each other, so I do know of you.
Yeah.
Primarily because I know your pops. Sort of count.
Okay. Okay. So you know Reverend Robin, Pastor Robin.
Yeah, man. He was at my dad's church. If anybody out there don't know, our fathers are ministers. So
right.
Yeah, your pops PKs, came to my dad's
PKs,
too.
And nothing like PKs, man. Preacher kids, man. Ain't nothing like that, man.
You want to tell people, though, technically, I'm not a PK only because my dad didn't become a minister until technically I was 21. I was grown. So,
my dad just became a preacher like 3 years ago. I'm 32, so, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're in the same boat. Shots
out
of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all get twisted.
Straight up.
Oh, you a PK. Hold up. No, I'm not. Like.
Yeah, man. This is the word, man. They got a whole league out there, man. You know.
Like.
You just chilling.
I was like, man, when I was legit, my dad was out there for real. You know what I'm saying? My dad was drinking, smoking.
Oh,
cussing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, mine too. Like, I commend my dad, man. I've seen the change. You know what I mean? He ain't the same person no more either.
Word. Yeah. Now, I think being able to see that, man, is definitely an influence I know in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, seeing where he came from and seeing where he at now, seeing that transformation, like, really influenced me. So, I mean, shoot, get into it. Like, I know how I felt. How did you feel like seeing your dad like matriculate from, you know, whatever he was, you know, good or bad, and mm-hmm. then being able to become a man of the cloth and be able to lead other people? How did that have an effect on you?
Well, honestly, he always, you know, had us in church since I was like, you know, because I can remember, even if we was just going to go, you know what I mean? And I like to think of the musical aspect of it all, you know what I mean? I try to, like, you know, find good memories and, like, things that I remember, you know what I mean, from church. And it was all, like, it was, you know, it might have been musical all the time. So I really thank God for it. You know, I started playing the drums and then, you know, the keyboard and guitar and stuff like that, all because of, you know, the church. And my dad, like, he didn't play much musically, but he just loved it so much. And he always had us around it, you know what I mean? Me and my sister both, you know, sisters, you know what I'm saying? And, And to see him change in the lightning of, you know, just, like you say, drinking, cursing, you know, just whatever going on. If you could see somebody just militate their mind like that and just become like, you know, cold turkey, man, and you know it's a God. And then, honestly, you know, nobody perfect at the same time, but he, you know, he tries to set a good, you know, role model standard for me, you know, through Christianity. You know what I mean? So, you know, right. I, you know, if I said that right, man, I don't hope he ain't listening.
Well, shoot, if he is, he's going to be like, well, they ain't Reverend Nate. What's your son talking about? Your son out here cussing, busting about Bill Cosby.
Right.
Right, they both going to be looking at us crazy like, well, the world, hey, like I said, the grouping, the sorority and fraternity of PKs, it is what it is.
PKs and the PK Nation, man. We ain't hating on them, man. We ain't hating on the PK Nation, man. It's all good, man. We just ain't qualified. Right. We ain't quite make it.
Yeah, so I thought those that lived it for real, was I'm good on that person. But regardless, we're going to get into, you know what I'm saying, by being that, you know, like you said, growing up, and you said your dad influenced you in regards to the musical. What got you? When was the point when you realized, like, yo, I really want to do this music thing?
The point when I wanted to do what now?
What was the point when you realized you want to do, like, you want to do music? Like you was really like, this is my calling.
Okay. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'll say, honestly, I knew that I wanted to play it when I was about, you know, about 4 or 5, you know, like easily, like playing the piano. You know, I had piano lessons and my grandma put me in piano lessons and it was like, I was kind of forced to do it. But once I started like listening to TV shows and it was like God using my gift God gave me, it became fun as far as like playing stuff by ear and not really reading sheet music, just doing what you want to do with it. You know what I mean? And the creative part of it made me want to play, so I started playing at church. But then, you know, you in school, and you know, I want to be a basketball player first. I ain't gonna lie, I want to be in the NBA. I mean, I know a lot of, maybe you did too or anything, but that was my dream, being the lead. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was hooping and trying to, you know, do that, get a scholarship, whatever. And then my partner, AD, over at Goldie Sound, been my partner since, like, 6th grade at NIM. Middle school, like, he put me onto, like, MPC machines and, you know what I'm saying, different, like, programs and karaoke machines, microphones, all kind of stuff. AD had it, you know what I mean? And shout out to Greenlight Studios and Stronger John's Funeral Home is Leanne and EG and all them over there by Tabernacle, man. They looked out. They got a studio at the bottom of the basement and just let us rock out, like, probably, like, by the time I graduated from high school, man, I think that's when I really understood the fact of, you know, hey, man, you can make beats. You know what I'm saying? You could be Pharrell. You could be Prince. Like, you could be anything you want to because you got musical talent. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay. But I didn't know the business aspect of it all. Still don't all the way. I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, it's just that's when I really jumped into it. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's what it's been since then.
No, that's dope, man. And I mean, shoot, me as, you know, say an MC, you know what I'm saying, it just kind of converted into the radio personality and the podcast. Like, going back, like, I wish I would have gotten to, you know what I'm saying, the producer side or even the DJ side, because, you know, as far as, you know, rapping goes, you're at the bottom of the totem pole, you know what I'm saying, versus, you know, with being a producer, you know what I'm saying, or just being a musician, period, you know what I'm saying, you can, you know, travel, you can move around, you know what I'm saying, you can be fluid in the game and not just be, you know, saying stuck with doing one or two things or whatever. So in regards to, like, you know, being that fluency or whatever, like, how do you, or do you transcend between, like, hip-hop and other genres? And is hip-hop the main genre that you like, or do you like doing, like, other types of music?
Yeah. Man, that's a good question, man. You real good at this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, because I don't want to answer it in the wrong way to, like, you know, people listening to think I'm trying to be sarcastic. But honestly, I'm really a gospel person. You know what I'm saying? At heart, like, you know, music. Just the way for me, like, what it all stemmed down to, from gospel to all the way to hip hop. Not saying that, you know, I'd be working with a lot of rappers, but, like, it's today's time is not really, like, rappers. It's just guys that, you know, got away with words and, like, kind of got some swag and they just need a nice beat so they can put a rhyme on it, you know what I mean? And melodic-wise and, like, you know, just so the way the game has changed is, like, opened up an avenue for a lot of trappers, and, like, a lot of them are trappers. You know, I went to school with them, or either, you know, and we chilled or whatever, and I know them real good. So, like, by the time, you know, like, Bobby, you know what I mean, and I just, you know, I've been knowing him since sixth grade, so it was just, like, different dudes around the city, Slum, you know, Nario, you know, I've been knowing him since he was, like, 17, you know what I'm saying? So I really have been touching bases with a lot of travelers. And there are a lot of people that's just really, like, just talented, period. Now, Doc D, I've known him since I was a young guy, but I'm just not getting a chance to, you know, I got 7 songs on the Tallahassee Nights Live album, so it's like, you know, I'm just being able to be, you know, he's just being tangible to my situation. From the church to the trap to the studio, I've been working with Rock and Roll, Cinderella. She's going to be here for homecoming. You know, we got 2 tracks on her album. So it's just like, I've just been trying to really get a lot of placement on the genre of music. Like, you know, like he was just talking about Wayne a few minutes ago, man. Like, you know, it's only one way up, man. You know?
Right.
So.
And don't get you. I got love for Wayne, even though I do credit him for creating a lot of type of music that I don't appreciate. Not appreciate. I get it now, but I still am like, some of the stuff I'm kind of not on, and I kind of
blame
Wayne
for it.
But, you know what I'm saying? I do think he's a genius in regards to, you know,
oh,
words,
yeah, most definitely. He's a genius. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
the fact that people don't understand is when, even if you start out something and you're not too good at it, and if you keep on at it for like 15 to 20 years, you're going to eventually get great. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to eventually know the ins and the outs. Even if you weren't the best coming in, you know, you dedicated your time, your hard-earned time. I think God rewards that, your time and your effort, and you know what I mean, and your long endurance. Longevity or long suffering or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you got to be rewarded. And that's what we in it for, man. Honestly, I've been praying to God just to keep me around, just to see what's going on. You know what I mean? Even if I don't be the biggest or best or whatever,
I just want to be in it, you know what I mean? Be in it for the long run because I really love doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I think that's all a blessing in itself, honestly.
And, you know, it's bugged out that you even say that because I was just thinking, you know, with a lot of rappers that's been in the game for a minute, like Wayne or Eminem or Jay-Z or T.I., and it's kind of funny because they've actually, I guess in my opinion, a lot of those rappers have gotten better, like you said, in time. But they just constantly have been working at it. But I think a lot of people don't get to appreciate it because they kind of get past that hype moment. So it's like, okay, they're not in the hype of when they're at peak and they hype or the peak of their popularity. People kind of like forget it, you know, kind of brush them off. Or brush them to a side, but even though they don't have the height, they really have gotten better with the rapping. With the music. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been doing it for so long.
Most certainly, man. Like, you know, you got to give a lot of guys some credit, man, when they sitting around and, you know, dedicate their time and their effort to it. Not even if you have a label situation or, you know, it's been some independent people that just stuck around just because, you know, whether they had the wealth to do it or the power to do it or whatever, but they stuck around in the game until they got them a hit, you know what I mean? Then they, you know, got out of there. But, you know, it's this industry, man. This is all a game, man. It ain't even really about talent no more. Not only is it about talent, but, you know, it's about, like, selling yourself, who you are, like, your brand, you know, branding and really promoting yourself these days and marketing, that's the way, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it ain't really too many doo-wop singers on the side of the street, not around Tallahassee. Might be in Chicago and, you know, L.A., different big places, but, you know, and even in that, man, people just, you know, stop by, see you on the street, they ain't gonna remember you tomorrow, you know what I mean? They remember what you sung, if you sound good, you know what I mean? But the label, ultimately, you know, taste people where they want to go as far as, you know, you look at Lil Wayne and all that, man, help, thanks to Baby and his situation, different things that he had going on, man, he was able to be monumental, at least in our generation, you know what I'm saying? You know, I consider him monumental, along with a few others, but not many others, but, you know.
Yeah, no, he definitely has impact and, you know, that's what happens when you're a September Libra. Boom.
Okay.
You're
best. Are you a Libra? That's what's up, man.
Hey.
Taurus gang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm down with Taurus. My baby sister is Taurus, so you know what I'm saying? I can't.
Okay.
Tauruses love me. I love Tauruses.
My sister's a Taurus.
But anyway, we're going to go ahead, man. We're going to let people know what you got, you know what I'm saying, a little sample of things, you know what I'm saying, you don't put together or whatnot, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
We're going to come
and
see what, you know what I'm saying, you got planned and how they can, you know what I'm saying, holler at you. So we're going to get into this Used to Be Vibing, and then we'll get into Not Like Me. This is the Nick Masepa. I got my man Freaky Neek with Freaky Neek Beats in the building. And
appreciate you, man.
Here we go.
All of they bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my roller bite. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order. I know these niggas don't like me. All of these bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my roller bite. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order. Bitch, and I slid on. She a little baby from Daytona. She a little freshman at FAMU. Had to get her off that fast food. She got fed up with them tennis shoes. She wanna walk in designer shoes. I had to take her out them all doors. Then I put her in some Jimmy Choo. You niggas lost and I got the sauce. I don't
paid the cost to beat the ball. Got that big dick up in Nina Ross. And I keep two pistols lower cross. Unloaded 100 to Snapchat. I know them haters ain't like that. Now they asking all of my side bitches. Where the fuck Bobby Fish stay at? I'm in the motherfucking trenches. With them Dracos in the kitchen. They like the way that I whip it. Beat the dough off of the hinges. I done fucked up the whole city. When the prison completed my mission. Now I'm trapping out of Benzes. Fucking your bitch and her friends. I just came from up the road. They must have thought I was broke. I will not never go broke. I'ma shit on the smoke. I'ma keep you rockin' cold. I'ma keep picking the throat. Bitch, got that dope white like the Pope. I know these niggas don't like me. All of these bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my rolly bike. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order. I know these niggas don't like me. All of these bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my rolly bike. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order. Upload a picture to the ground. Like some new comments, they go ham. These niggas dumb for the fuck off. Guess they gotta find a new scam. I feed the dick and you feed the lies. I feed the lost till you feed the fries. Got so much money, it's hard to hide. Let it keep all the one thing to find. I'm a successful young trapper. Who love this shit on you bastards? And I stay fresh like the pastor. So many peace call me master. Break up happy home disaster. Made that red disappear Casper. Made that red disappear Casper. Let on us and up to you after. I'm serving apples and cappers. I'm an all-American trapper. Do not confuse me with these rappers. Cut that dope up with a scalpel. I'm catching plays off the apple. Shot with me, I'm gonna tax you. I got the juice like a snapper. I just came from under road. They must have thought I was broke. I would not never go broke. I'ma shit on the smoke. I'ma keep you rockin' cold. I'ma keep thinking the throat. Shit. Got that dope white like the Pope. I know these niggas don't like me. All of these bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my rolly bike. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order. I know these niggas don't like me. All of these bitches so shiesty. Look at my neck, it's so icy. Diamonds in my rolly bike. I might just fuck on your daughter. All my diamonds look like water. I just came back across the border. Hit me up, fulfill your order.
Hey, 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 man, we used to be vibing. I swear to God, we used to be vibing. Me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dog. We used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she used me. She see me now when she start to allude from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, my shit, one, two, check it out. Things done change, it ain't nothing like back in the day. All she do is hold her hand, I ask her for Kate. I can't believe that my lady is acting this way. Waking up wondering what gon' happen today. Cause she been acting strange lately. She ain't even acting like she my main lady. I told her she suspect, I told her I ain't crazy. It ain't like it used to be, I swear things ain't changing. Fuck, she doing all kind of shit. Is it a sign? Is it my eyesight tripping, dog? Is it my mind? Is it another nigga out there that's digging a dime? Is either his money longer or dick bigger than mine? Used to be a good set of mean lovers. Every other night fucking under clean covers. We had to be humble, raw sex and never need rubbers. We used to be vibed out like magazine covers. Me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dog. We used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she using me. She see me now when she start to allude from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. It's all over now and she just don't lose to me. At once upon a time, she was so fool to me. I can't keep letting you keep making a fool of me. In the way you acting, it ain't too cool to me. You need to go and get up off that dumb shit. But instead, you beating my heart with a drumstick. These hoes be tripping, the reason I got more than one bitch. Love like weed smoke, get too close, you catch a contact. Yeah, so let me sit and vibe about my feelings. I've been on the grind for a minute. I told her the sky is the limit. But you wasting my time, let me finish. I'm sick and tired of these arguments. I'm sick or tired of every day I wake up, you be starting shit. I'm sick or tired of you saying you gon' find a nigga harder than this. Right now I'm shining, you tripping, you should've been a part of this. Ay. But I've been on the road trying to get this dope. I really need the smoke, I've been kind of low. I've been tripping by this hoe, shit been kind of slow. So I walked up to her door, ripped up by
me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dog. We used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she using me. She see me now when she started aloof from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah.
Yeah, boy, we about to have fire. About to have fire, man. Freaky Neek with Used to Be Violent with Nario. And Don't Like Me. Don't At Me, Bro. Don't Like Me. Man, Bobby Fishkale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm going to free my dude, Bobby Fishkale. Just got, you know, incarcerated not too long ago. But, you know, he'll be back free, you know. And there ain't nothing to it. Shout out to my boy Nario the Don. I just left the studio with him. He's doing pretty good. Everybody up and up around 850 area. And we really got a little chip on our shoulder, but not really a chip, but just something really to prove to, you know what I'm saying, to the surrounding areas. You know what I'm saying? About the music scene around here.
You know, I want to know, like, you know what I'm saying, before we close this thing out, there was a discussion. Or some discussions, rather, in regards to, you know what I'm saying, the scene in Tallahassee, and people feel like there's not enough people doing enough to push the culture, you know what I'm saying, regarding hip-hop or rap, you know what I'm saying, in the city. So I just want to know, like, what was your, or what's your opinion in regards to, you know what I'm saying, the grumblings of late, you know what I'm saying, in regards to people pushing it.
I understand. Yeah, man, you know, they had a big meeting at the studio. My daughter was involved in some stuff that morning, some activities. I wasn't able to make it, unfortunately. But, you know, I think it's more of we grinding type thing, and we not really getting any help as far as, like, promotion-wise. Like, not really as far as the financial-wise, because there's some cats around here that got the money to put some things in place. But, you know, I think we all looking for a savior in a time where you can't really, you know, you got to save this type of thing. I know that, you know, T-Pain is, like, by far, like, the, you know, the most recent and most, you know, relevant Tallahassee. So I feel, you know, if any push should come from anywhere, it should be from somewhere that's already been, you know, in Tallahassee. That's just trying to look out. Now, as far as, like, you know, different promoters and you know, TJ and Jen, they do their thing too, man. I don't think that, you know, all the bashing about their names and stuff, I don't think that's right neither, because you got to look at it, man. Those guys got some, you know, those guys have done a lot, you know what I mean, as far as, like, for the music game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just, I think it's a well-respected thing. I think we'll all come to a agreement, come to a conclusion in a second, man. It's just, it's going to take that to open that door. That's all. That's one of them things. When you let the gate open and all the dogs just come out, you know what I mean? And it'll happen soon. It'll happen sooner or later.
I think obviously it comes down to, like you said, have that gate open, but people got to be on ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no use of barking and asking for the gate to be open, then the gate be open. You out here looking crazy.
Exactly.
I tell my boys,
You know what I'm saying? On my the squad that I coach, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Woodville Jaguar Tail Team, Junior Pee Wee.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you get ready, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know what I'm saying? So, the ideal is you sit there and be like, man, you know, opportunity, but you got to make sure you're ready. So, when the opportunity pop, you can go instead of sitting there looking stupid, trying to get the bag, bag on lead. So, but regardless, man, before we get up out of here, first of all, you know what I'm saying, I want to know what you have, you know what I'm saying, set up in the pipeline, you know what I'm saying, what people can expect from you in the next 3-6 months or even to the next year.
Okay, well, 3-6 months, you know what I'm saying, it's, I hope to still be alive and still being able to produce at a great level to where I'm, you know, set myself up for a placement or a couple placements that could possibly be on some next albums or next year. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple rumors, and I got a couple slots. And I also had a couple records that didn't make albums, you know what I'm saying? From Kelly Rowland to Brandy, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats. Like, I've been writing and doing a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I had a lot of stuff that didn't make albums, but at the same time, you know, I'm still striving for it. So, I can't, you know, I can tell you what I want to be doing in six months, but, you know, hey, man, you know, it's all a grind, and I expect all great things, you know, God got coming for me. So, hopefully, I'll be winning a Grammy in 6 months. How about that?
Word. Matter of fact, I think I just read, anybody that's trying to do that, you got to get your submission because we don't reach the deadline. So we got them tracks out there. We're going to and if we don't get in 2019, 2020,
yes,
it's going to be on the popping. So
it's going to happen, man. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir, man.
So,
yes, sir.
Before we get up out of here, man, let the people know, you know, so give me your science. How can they get in contact with you? I'm pretty sure after, you know, playing a couple tracks, I'm pretty sure you got hella rappers already after you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, for saying on Instagram, Freaky Me, REEKYNDETES. Okay, and Freaky Me, FREEKAT. Get at me. Yeah, I took a lot of stuff offline. It's a controversial type thing, but just
right.
I mean, shout out Lorelli. You know what I'm saying? Zone, Big Brother, Zay, and hey, you know what I'm saying? I got a shout out to one that man. Really easy to get to, very approachable, and you know, everybody to work, you know what I mean? Just get our sound together, man. You know what time it is, baby. But I appreciate you having me. Really made me feel good. I'm honored and I'm humble, honestly.
Yo, no doubt, man. Like, shoot, I'm humbled, like I said, because you're doing a lot more than I am in regards to just the music side of it. And I definitely respect anybody that can pick up any instrument and do it. You know what I'm saying? If I could, I would. But that's why I got into the rapping. Figured, hey,
you can.
Hey,
we got some, and we got something to work.
Yo, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? PK Nation ride. We finna do this.
let's do it, baby. Freaking Need Nation and PK Nation. We can do it, baby.
No doubt. All right. So
yes,
this is what we got, man. My man Freaky Neat in the building. I appreciate you. Outside of that, everybody's listening, rather listen to the live broadcast on YouTube or listen to the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Freedom Train Radio, you know what I'm saying? You can peep the podcast on Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play. Also, too, I'm going to have it posted on my SoundCloud next week, as well as on Mixcloud, so y'all look out for that. Outside of that, this is your boy, Nick Myself Timber. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 38 and a day old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get chucked up. If you see me in Top Flight Sunday, don't judge me. Just buy me a drink. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby. We out of here. Peace.